selling lies and buying time, killing people that's in line, lower class and social slime, they don't matter, genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care, censorship, force of air, fuck them back, it's only for they warm, they shoot, they kill, they max so chrome brain, they burn, the kids, no one lives, gun, trees, lie, to your face, fight, and die, cause God will give. Buying time, killing people next in line, lower classes, social slime, they don't matter, genocide, sick from war, sick from air, making money, they don't care, see their shit, force a bear, fuck them back, that's only fair, they bomb, they shoot, they kill, they massacre, from rape, they burn, the kids, no one leaves, gun, trees, lie, to your face, fight, and die, cause God forgives, yeah.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Ron Stevens. This is Rock the Boat right here on UCY.TV. And it's Thursday, and we're running out of November by the look of it. What's the date today? The 24th. So it's basically a month away till Christmas. And I can't remember if this is Thanksgiving Day in America or not. If it is, happy Thanksgiving to everybody stateside. I ended the show a little early Tuesday night. I wasn't sure why it ended. I wasn't sure if I said something to upset those that control Skype or what, but what actually happened was I knocked my teacup over and it rolled off the desk and onto the router. So we had to put the heater to the router, and it's working again, so that's a good thing. I was sent a video last night called Pizzagate, I think it was called. Yeah, Pizzagate. Now, it's all about pedophilia and all this kind of stuff, and I haven't had time to... It's a fairly long video, and I haven't had time to look at it yet, but I really don't need to look at it. I mean, all you got to do is look around. You really don't need a video to tell you about pedophilia and the pedophiles. All you got to do is look at your school system. Especially up here in Ontario, Canada, they want to teach children at a very young age how to stick a dildo up their butt, prepare them for anal sex. And very young children, and they say that what the education says up here, the premier and those setting the curriculum, is that children... as soon as they're born are sexual, and it's our job to teach them good sex, bad sex kind of thing, but all the sex you're teaching them is LGBTQ, and that's what you're teaching them. It's like normal sex has gone out the window. It's normal sex is sex between a man and a woman. Has basically been thrown under the bus. It's looked down upon now. And that's bloody unfortunate, as it is disgusting. But this is satanic horse crap, and they've been working away in the background for a very, very long time, trying to soften up the public through TV and media and movies and all this kind of stuff, and now the school system, to accept things that would never have been accepted as normal in the past. And slowly but surely, they normalize this stuff. And these are sick, wicked, psychotic sociopaths, and they all need to be locked up or hung, probably hung, but I could live with locking them up forever. These people got to be taken off the streets. You know, people think of pedophiles and that as, you know, this guy hanging out at the schoolyard or something, you know, with a long raincoat on or something like that. It may happen from time to time, but that's not where the real pedophiles hang out. Real pedophiles are the ones that you trust your children to, you know, and that's the sad part. You know, well, I mean, politicians, teachers, preachers, priests in particular, have been engaging in pedophilia for freaking ever. That's where they gain the trust of the children. So don't worry so much about the guy with the long raincoat and the beard and all that kind of stuff. You better start looking a little closer at this. I don't know how parents can keep turning a blind eye. As soon as you put your child into the public system, you put your child at risk. Simple as that. If they're not sexually abusing your child, they're mentally abusing your child, or they're abusing your child with vaccination. But trust me, it's abuse from the get-go. They abuse your children into being what's the word I'm looking for? They beat the children into just obeying all authority without asking a question. And this is a very dangerous game. And that's what's going on. You know, the Pope should be hung by the neck. And in fact, all the priests ought to be hung by the neck, because they're pushing a satanic agenda. Everybody that's got anything to do with the United Nations ought to be hung from the neck, or by the neck, or put into a prison. Because these people are all mentally ill. Most definitely mentally ill, but being satanic, which is what the legal system is that you show no remorse, because the legal and satanic nonsense is by definition amoral. And that's the trait of psychopaths and sociopaths. They're amoral. Not immoral, amoral. They have no moral. And they do some awfully wicked things besides starting wars and wiping out entire villages and families, and who have caused nobody any harm. Only an amoral psychopath could pull that off and show no remorse for doing it. Now, it's the same thing with the police departments and that, because the legal system, you got to understand this, the legal system is amoral. That's why a cop can go out and beat an old woman or a child or an old man, taser and shoot and kick and punch and show no remorse. That's why the police commissions who look into these crimes, which they are, these beatings and killings that are taking place by the police, rising exponentially, by the way, make excuses for those who are causing harm, because the system is amoral. So I really don't need to. I watched a little bit of this video last night, but I really don't need to. I mean, you know, it's just what it is, right? And it's been going on a long, long time. But you're as apt to have your child's music teacher Your teacher's guide, your child's guidance teacher. I mean, this is going on now in the daycare centers. We need to clean house here, and we need to do it very damn quickly. They're messing with the children. And they've always been messing with the children. I was messed with, and I'm 62 years old. I wasn't sexually messed with. That would have, somebody would have got really hurt there. And it wouldn't have been me. But, you know, lied to since the day you were born. You go into that public education system so they can mess with your head. And they lie. And they know they're lying. And they know they're amoral. And then they try to say, well, that's what they told me to teach. Well, a moral man wouldn't lie to the students. Wouldn't happen. A moral man or woman would never lie to a child. But then the public school system is part of the legal system, which, again, by definition, is amoral. So we really need to deal with this. And you know, I'm absolutely committed to what I do. I'm absolutely committed to the idea that we're going to win. And one of the reasons I've known we're going to win for a very long time is that these people are going to lose it and think that everybody is so dumbed down now they can just push their satanic agenda right forward in our faces. And we're not going to notice because they're convinced that we have been conditioned to believe these clowns, conditioned to obey these clowns, and that they can do whatever they want to and with us. And they're pulling the stops. Well, when they pull the stops like that, all they're doing is even the one that had their head stuck so far up their ass or in the sand, refusing to see or hear anything or know anything, are pulling their heads out of their butts and pulling their heads out of the sand. You can only ignore something this ridiculous so long. So we will win. And we will start to imprison these clowns. And, you know, in the old days, they would have just took them out and hung them. Anybody that would harm a child deserves to be hung. You hurt a child, you deserve to be hung. It's that simple. There's no excuse. What excuse are you going to use? You're going to use the excuse the police use all the time, and the military people use all the time, and the politicians use all the time. They're suffering from post-traumatic stress, and that's why they did what they did. Bullshit. You try using that excuse and see how far that's going to get you. But they use it all the time. And they're all protecting each other. You know, and why? I remember when I was a kid, a priest or something would mess with a child. And it would be kind of hush hush, but, you know, they'd say, well, you know, he must have been having a difficult time, or you know, it's a rare situation that something, and the church will look after it, and all this kind of crap. And you call yourselves, these people call themselves Christians, and they turn a blind eye to this kind of garbage that's going on. You're totally misinformed. Because if you truly are a Christian and you see someone hurt a child and you somehow can make an excuse for it, then you got some serious problems going on. You got some real serious problems going on. Now we have these same Christian churches now sponsoring Islam into their countries. Like, are you lunatics? You know, get the hell out of the church. Burn the damn thing down if necessary. But at least realize one simple little fact. If you go to any mainstream church, just like any mainstream radio or media, it's all amoral. Because it's all legal, that makes it all corporate, and that does make it amoral. So you got a preacher standing there yakking at you on Sunday morning who's the head of a corporate church. Now, I've never read the Bible, but I use search engines because there's some very important things in there. What are you not supposed to have any, you're not supposed to have anything to do with persons, which are corporations. But there you are, sitting in a church, corporate church, a legal church, a house of amorality. No morality whatsoever. And you're reaching in your pocket and putting money in the collection plate to give to this amoral asshole who's deceiving you and has deceived you for an extremely long period of time. And he tells you that we need to import Muslims into the country because of the bombing that took place in the Muslim countries, and therefore we're responsible somehow. I didn't bomb anybody. And I'm sure there's people in the church go, well, isn't Islam kind of against what we are? Well, we all have to be one now. Didn't you hear the Pope? Didn't you hear the Pope? The Jesuit piece of garbage. And the flock in the church does the bidding of the amoral, satanic son of a bitch that's standing at the pulpit pretending he's preaching the word of God. Now, I hope there's some Christians out there listening to this tonight, because I'm damn serious. I grew up in the church. I do believe in a creator, but not the church. In fact, it says in the King James Bible that religion is used to deceive. Now, if all you Christians read your Bible, you'd read that. Religion is used to deceive you. Yet you sit in them damn amoral corporate churches and be deceived. Duh. And you turn a blind eye. If some guy touches a kid at a schoolyard who's got his raincoat on or whatever, and the police say, you know, this is probably, you jump all over it. Oh, that's disgusting. That's absolutely, they should throw that guy in jail for, they should hang that son of a bitch. But if it's a priest, well, that's a different story. That's a different story. If it's a school teacher, that's a different story. If it's a doctor, that's a different story. Why is it a different story? Because all of the judiciary and the media make excuses for the behavior, and the people, the sheep, oh well, because you're so used to listening to the media, and you put these judges up on a high platform, and then you listen to what they say, and oh well, I see the problem, you have post-traumatic stress, oh that's too bad, he shouldn't have done that to child, but you know, well, he was, you know, the media says, you know, and the judiciary says, and the church says, so we can turn a blind eye to that. No more turning blind eyes, people. No more. It's not just pedophilia. It's the whole garbage game that's going on here. from the vaccines to the chemtrails to this green bullshit movement, which is nothing more than a satanic cult. That's all it is. And they've been messing with your heads way long time, and it's time to come to terms with a little bit of reality. The reality is, simple as it can possibly be, you've been lied to since the day you were born. You were registered to the state. You are property of the state. And being property of the state, well, I guess the state decides what they can and can't do with you. And they can plug your kid with 50, 60, 80 vaccinations. They can mess with the children. They can tell you what you can and can't live in, what you can't drive, what kind of fuel you can and can't use, who we're going to bomb next week, and you just keep submitting to this bullshit. Just submit, 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 submit. Well, I'm a firm believer that the days of submission are coming to a close. I'm a firm believer that regardless of how stupid you may think you are, or how much you try not to see what's right in front of your frickin' face, I do believe that even the weakest of the weak, at some point, are going to have to stand up. We got to rock the boat. We got to flip the boat. Because the boat is upside down. Persephone, where the word person comes from, is the wife of Hades, who is in charge of the netherworld, and that's where they've got us, in the netherworld. And we got to get out of that. And we got to get back to reality. And the only way we're going to get to reality is flip it back from amoral to moral. The only way we're going to do it is rock the shit out of that boat till we flip it. If we don't do it, but we get what we deserve. We get exactly what we deserve. I mean, I don't even know how anybody discusses politics. I mean, if you're discussing politics, I don't understand how your brain operates. Politics is a complete and total fraud. Fraud's against the law. Politics harms people. It's against the law to cause harm. But that's law. They're in the legal system. And they've dragged you into the legal system. And you're bound to their legal system. But it ain't law. Ain't your legal system, is something they made up. Why? Well, maybe they thought it'd be fun. It's a great way to control the population. And it's a great way to do what we want to do and get away with it. You know, I'm going to look up this. I'd really like people, if I can find this video. I think it's Soros. Let me see here. This is just a real good chunk of truth. See if I can pull this thing up, because I'm going to put that in the chat if I can pick it up here. Okay, see, admit this is Soros, Breaking Scrub 1998, George Soros video resurfaces, admits he confiscated property from the Jews in World War II, and he's a Jew, had no guilt about it, hung out with Hillary in Haiti, admits he engages in amoral activity, and that's who all of these people are. They're amoral, sociopathic psychopaths, or vice versa. And this isn't the exact one I want, but it probably has the same information in it. How is this amoral a-hole being interviewed on this is the one. How is it that this guy from 60 Minutes is interviewing George Soros? George Soros tells him there's a thing in here where Soros actually took down the Philippines, messed the country completely up, but he has no remorse. And that's way back in 1998, and this jackass is still running around. How can that possibly be? Simple. The interviewer and Soros are both amoral. They both know it. They know their friends are amoral, and they know they're getting away with it. But the moral men and women, for some reason, don't do anything about it. And that boggles the mind. That really boggles the mind. How is this possible? So if you haven't seen this video before, take a boo at it. It'll make you throw up. And it should make you throw up, and it should make you go look in the mirror and go, why aren't we doing something about this? How has this been allowed to go on for so freaking long? Well, most of the people weren't personally negatively affected by any of these things that have gone on. But now, just like Rockefeller said, our window of opportunity, he said that in 99. That's a year after this interview with Soros. He said, our window of opportunity will only remain open for a short period of time. Our job is to slam these windows down on their bony old knuckles and don't ever let them SOBs loose again. But what I took from what he said was that we're going to have to pull the stops now, and we're going to have to push hard to get this completed, which means that they are going to have to negatively impact everybody, which they're doing now. Soros is also involved in the pizza pedo ring. Oh, no doubt about that. I mean, these people admit they're amoral. Could a moral man or woman mess with a child? Not a chance. These are amoral dogs. Well, the beauty of the internet is you can't scrub the damn thing to the one in the chat here. You can't scrub it. I went looking for some emails the way they messed up the electrical system here in Ontario, and it didn't take me very long. I didn't have to be some Julian Assange to do it. I just got rooting around, and I pulled emails with the minister of our energy system here. Being flown down for private meetings with forgot the guy's name now, Enron, and setting up this province and this country, same way they set up the United States, same way they set up California. Our electrical system is basically a blueprint from that movie, The Smartest Guys in the Room, the Enron story, how they bastardized California. Did the same thing here, only they didn't come in here and get away. We helped them get away with it. Got all kinds of emails from different Enron lobbyists. The premier of the province was dealing personally with Ken Lay on setting this thing up. I've got the emails where the different media outlets say they're on board. So, these are not moral people. I have a young gentleman that I met, Alex, live in Brampton, Ontario, hell of a nice guy, and I still intend to start a newspaper. And he got his degree in journalism, but he figured out 2 years in that the only way he could be a journalist was to sell his soul, and he wasn't prepared to do that. But he finished the course and got his degree, and has never worked in journalism. And I'm hoping to get a paper going so we can get him into what he really wants to do and will be very good at. But a moral newspaper where we speak the truth, where we don't manipulate minds, where we don't deceive people, where we don't cover up for the politicians and the police and the teachers and the preachers and all the rest of these clowns that are causing so much harm to the good men and women, and in particular the children, because you got to be a child before you can become a man and a woman, and they get their grip into you really early, and they get the hooks in and they keep them in. And we got to bust this cycle. And we're going to bust this cycle. And it's going to be a glorious freaking time. You know, we live in the most interesting time. And I feel bad for anyone that's not engaged in it. They're missing, you know, they're looking for something to inspire them, or they're always looking for the hero, or they're always looking for the latest, greatest movie star. All of these things that are just fictional nonsense. I'm just waiting for those people to say, that's all garbage. We need something real to deal with. Well, there's all kinds of real things that need to be dealt with. The sooner we start dealing with them, the sooner we can put a stop to it. You know, I was talking to, we went over and purchased a car about, I don't know, an hour from here. And the guy's a, he's a beef farmer. And it was his mom and dad's car. And it's got no miles on it. It's in perfect condition. So I went over and got, well, we're going to go over and pick it up tomorrow, I guess, but really nice people, down-to-earth people, farmers. And I was talking to him just shortly before the show about the industry he's in, and that I had been in his town a few years back, and I was kind of joking around because I had some farmers call me north of here and told me that I needed to get to that meeting. And I said, well, whatever. I said, it's kind of a ride, and the weather's not that good. And besides that, I'm not a farmer. And so the farmer said, if you ain't at that meeting, we're going to track you down and beat the hell out of you. I think they were joking. But it was an important meeting. And so I went over there, and I mentioned this to the gentleman Les that I bought the car from, and he'd been at that meeting, at that very meeting. And it was about abattoirs, small abattoirs. And what they do in all small businesses now, because they don't want small businesses, they want everybody working for a major corporation, and the major corporations are up to their ass in this takedown. And it was about, yeah, the whole thing was about abattoirs. And I'd been at another meeting, and the same government guy was at this meeting. And what they were doing was they're bringing all these regulations in, the most ridiculous regulations you ever heard of. And it was going to cost these small abattoirs, these mom and pop joints, just cash. There's no way they were going to raise the cash. But then the government turned around and says, well, you know, to help you out, we'll give you a low interest rate loan, and then you can buy all the stuff we tell you you got to have, and then you can continue on your business. All they're doing is driving these people out of business using debt and paperwork. And when I got to the microphone, it was just about 5 minutes to nine that night, and the government guy on the panel saw me standing there, and he looked at me, and I think, oh, shit. So he says, well, you know, we were going to run this till nine. It's almost nine. We might as well wrap it up now. And they actually shut the mic off. And so, you know, I just turned to the audience, and they're all farmers and stuff, and just said, you know, wasn't it you people that put this meeting on? Wasn't it you that invited these people to this meeting? So it would seem to me it is up to you people to decide when this meeting ends. And if you wish to continue it, let's have a round of applause or whatever. And then we will continue until we're done. And the government guy just looked at me, you son of a bitch. So I turned the microphone back on. And my question to the people was, you see, because the farmers are like everyone else that's moral. They're nice people. They're trusting people. The government, on the other hand, is completely amoral. And moral and amoral don't really mix that good. The unfortunate part is that the moral people, which is most of the people on the planet, tend to be trusting, and they don't understand the mind of these amoral psychopaths who are always trying to gain an upper hand using deception and sleight of hand and other nonsense. And so what I asked the people was, you know, when I moved to this county way back in 1969, Bruce County had a reputation for some of the best beef on the planet. You couldn't say Bruce County without beef being involved in it. And so I asked these people, I said, you know, in the years that this was just top-end beef, you know, the 60s through the 70s mainly, can anybody here tell me how many people died from eating Bruce County meat, cut and butchered at these abattoirs during those years? Can you give me a count of how many people died or became deathly ill? You know, and the farmers all looked at each other, the abattoirs owners all looked at each other and went, well, none. Well, okay. If what you were doing then as farmers, now why would you do something that would harm someone? You wouldn't do it because you're moral people. So nobody died. Now they're bringing in all these regulations saying that it's for safety reasons, but we don't have a safety problem, obviously. So then you, the farmer and the abattoir owner, better start asking yourselves, what the hell's going on here? All they're trying to do is drive you out of business, period. Now, when I was talking to this last guy who bought the car from yesterday, he says he knows someone who runs a small abattoir. And he said they can't even run it because all they do is paperwork. And I said, exactly. They're burying them in paperwork and debt and regulations. And eventually, if they don't break them, the people are just going to throw their hands up and shut the business down. And the amoral psychopaths, sociopaths win another one. They've harmed another family, but it's against the law to cause harm. But it just goes on and on and on and on. Moral people don't harm people. Moral people help people. So you know your legal system is not moral. You know your politicians are not moral. You know your teachers and your preachers are not moral. Because they're all corporate. And corporate is personhood, which is amoral. A piece of paper does not have the capacity to be moral or immoral. Now, we, the men and women and children, we don't equate with this state-created personhood. We just think we're who we are. Well, in the real world, you'd be who you are, but not in this netherworld. You're just an agent for this thing they created. And those that created it are amoral. So That's, I think, why these people get away with everything they get away with. They do such horrific things that it's difficult for a moral man to understand how this could even possibly be. There's nothing normal about it. And yet here's all these amoral people in the movies, in the media, in the churches, in the schools, in the political system, and most definitely everybody in the judicial system. So how do we moral men and women and children operate in an amoral system? We can't. We either submit to it or we kick it in the teeth and get rid of it. So if you want freedom and you want peace on this planet, then you're going to have to rock the boat so we get back to a moral position. And if we can't bring ourselves to do that, well, then we're screwed because we've submitted ourselves to an amoral, fictional system. And therefore, we don't live a real life. We may think we live a real life, but we most definitely don't, because we're attached to this fictional character. The judicial system, the political system, the school system, the church system, and on and on and on, only recognize the legal system, which is the amoral system. None of us are recognized by the amoral system. We're simply the agent for what they created. Now, why would we want to be an agent for some amoral personhood that this amoral system created in order to deceive us, in order to control us? And we bow down to this false authority. We really got to give our heads a shake. And, you know, more and more people are getting their act together now. You know, some people that I've known for years and years and years who didn't want to hear anything I had to say are now just sharp as a tack. And some of them surprised me because they didn't want to discuss any of this stuff. And now they're the ones bringing it up because they see it happening. They finally see. And once you see, you start to understand. And once you start to understand, then you begin to know. And once you know, you can't not know. And once you see, you cannot not see. And we just need to keep that running. And these amoral dogs from hell are either going to run, be incarcerated, or end up being hung. And then we can cleanse the planet and we can get back to freedom and peace, as the world is supposed to be. Moral men and women teaching children right from wrong. Moral men and women helping their brothers and sisters when they fall on hard times, the way it's supposed to be. You know, when our forefathers came here, they didn't have insurance. The insurance they had were their brothers and sisters. That's all the insurance they needed. If someone fell ill, the others would jump in and help out to make sure that the crop came in or whatever. And if there was a fire, you didn't have to call your stupid insurance agent. Your community would come together and build a new house. But those are moral men and women. As long as we're attached to this system, then we really can't be moral men and women. All that's been taken away. Well, you know, phone the police, they'll help you out, or phone the insurance agent, they'll help you out, or do this, they'll help you out. It's all been taken away. There's no connection between the people anymore. And we got to get that back. You know, it's getting to be fun. You know, it's actually getting to be fun. It's frustrating as hell, but still, it's getting to be fun. And when we will, you know, I wish more people would go out to Dakota. I can't go out there, but when I look at Dakota, yeah, it was, I don't know, I can't even pronounce that, Oofta, in the chat there. It says Otter Creek, I think. A power company was bought by Enron. The stock skyrocketed and fell just as fast. Yeah, Florida Power and Light ended up with most of Enron's windmill business, part of their business. And, you know, then they're up here promoting, oh, you know, Florida Power and Light is going to build windmills in Ontario. Isn't that a wonderful thing? No, it's not. It's a scam. I mean, the entirety of Enron was a scam. So they go down, and then another outfit picks it up. Now I've got a few minutes left. Here's just how bad this is, if I can dig this story up. This is a local story, actually, from my neck of the woods, and it's really ludicrous. Where will I find that? It's a local newspaper. Oh, I know where I can get it. Somebody also sent me a link to it, so instead of going through 100 or so tabs, here we go. This is like all mayors, there is no mayor that is not pushing the UN agendas, which is a satanic agenda. But now, here's the mayor of Owen Sound, Ontario, all upset. You know, they were all pushing. All the mayors were pushing smart meters and everything else, pushing the agenda, pushing the green agenda, pushing the clean, green, free energy. And now we got the mayor of Owen Sound is calling it ridiculous. Now, the city of Owen Sound got a power bill for $442. That's how much power they used. This was for some of their street lights. So they used $442 worth of power, but the bill is $10,000. Now, even the mayors have got to start to wake up, and the mayors had better understand that they don't run nothing. I think most of them already know that. It is the city managers and the CAOs and the clerks, which are the clerics. Neither one of those are elected, but the councils come and go, but the clerks stay, as do the CAO and the city managers. They're the ones that run the show. They're the ones that have been trained on how to implement the UN agendas without the local people understanding what's going on, and they all need to be incarcerated as well. Anyways, I'll do this as quickly as I can. I got a few minutes here. This city, like other Ontario municipalities, is being charged sky-high fees to keep its streets lit and the power on its facilities. Take, for example, the cost of streetlights. Operations Director Ken Becking pulled a few accounts at random at the Sun-Times Request Wednesday, which is the newspaper this is written in. For 13 streetlight accounts, the city has about 80 streetlight accounts, but they pulled 13. The city consumed $442 in electricity in a 1 month period. However, the bill totaled $10,159.59. Nearly $5,000 of that cost was for delivery fees, he said. Well, $4,360 was for a global adjustment, which Hydro One says is the cost of providing both adequate generating capacity and conservation programs in Ontario. Now, there's that damned adequate word again, which if you read the United Nations human, whatever it was, universal human rights thing, they use that word adequate, okay? And you better be damn careful about that word. Anyways, Mayor Ian Bodie said the city is virtually powerless to cut its streetlight energy costs any further. A few years ago, we switched to LED lights to try to reduce energy costs, and we've been successful at reducing the amount of energy, but it's the added fees that get thrown on top of that that add up, he said on Wednesday. Well, absolutely, but the whole thing's a scam. And it's designed as a scam. It was a created scam, a constructed scam. It is a complete and total fraud. So you have the mayor here whining and bitching about it. You have the newspaper trying to explain it. Both of them are so off base, it's ridiculous. And they just keep pushing the UN agendas. And this has got to stop. So the city is also seeing hydro costs for its facilities climb each year, including at the water treatment plant, which will cost about $400,000 in power in 2017. Electricity costs for the wastewater treatment plant will be about $210,000. But Becking said that the cost is expected to climb significantly once the secondary treatment components come online. Now, the kicker is they created this thing here called the Ontario Energy Board, which was legislated. But it was legislated in such a way that it is outside, completely outside the reach of anyone in the government who legislated it into existence. And one of the main players in this whole scam set up through Enron and brought to Ontario was they set up this thing called Enron Canada, so that they could get to the politicians. And this all started with Maurice Strong, and it was brought in here to revamp Ontario Hydro, to add competition to it, which would lower the rates. Well, we have people being cut off daily now. But the kicker of this whole story is that Alan Dadson, or Alex Dadson, who was one of the main players in this whole setup, the go-between, I guess, between government, media, and Ken Lay down in Houston. What happened? This OEB was created, and it's the one that has the right to set the rates. Nobody in the government that legislated the OEB into existence can tell it what to do. And just who happened to be the second in command at the OEB, the same Alec Dadson that was flying politicians and premiers and ministry people down to visit with Ken Lay. The media never exposed any of this. What the media said in the emails was that they would get on board and push the message, knowing full well they were involved in a fraud. So to have this mayor whining and bitching and complaining about the cost of keeping the streetlights on, I would say is a dumbass, because he doesn't seem to understand the job of the CAO and the clerk. They're the ones that sit in the back rooms and stew up the plan. Well, they don't even stew up the plan. They just, all councils or all municipalities in North America and elsewhere, they just get sent templates. And they're told to fill out the template and to how to try to coerce the people into agreeing with what the template says. It's all deception. It is all evil. and it has got to stop. And what's going to happen here? Well, what is a municipality going to do when it's buried in debt? It's going to raise your taxes, and it's going to plug user fees all over you. And what's that going to do? That's going to rob you. And what's that going to do? That's going to put you in a bad spot. And then the government's going to come to your rescue and offer you a little box by a light rail transit system. And they will offer you adequate, there's that word, adequate housing, education, medical. Problem is, they're the ones who decide what adequate is. And that's the big screw over. We live in the richest place on the planet. North America, there's not a richer place. We have more resources per capita than anybody else on the planet. And here we have people who can't keep a roof over their head. People who can't keep food on their table. Why is that? Because it's designed that way. Because we don't control it. Everything there is controlled by a group of very amoral a-holes who wish to do us harm. And we, the good men, the good moral men and women and children, just keep submitting to it. And the more we submit to it, the braver they get. And they think that we've become so totally stupid that we will never push back. Well, I'm here to tell you that we're going to push back. And we're going to take our countries back. And we're going to make sure that our people have a future. How could you not have a future in such a rich place? No, it's time. It is most definitely time that we stand up for ourselves and each other. And what is this here? I don't know which that is, but anyway, we're just about out of time here. We'll be back on... Well, what day is this? Thursday. So Saturday night at 10 till midnight Eastern Standard Time, I'll be over at Revolution Radio, which is also broadcast over here to UCY.TV. And then Sunday from noon till 2 Eastern Standard Time, I'll be back here on UCY.TV for the Sunday show. So we're working on some guests here. And I don't do a lot of guests because I don't promote people's books and so on and so forth. But we're looking at some pretty interesting people who are rocking the boat. And those are the only people I'm interested in, really. I don't give a damn about politics other than it ought to be just dispensed with. I care about people. I care about the good moral men and women and children that are being screwed over, and I intend to do what I can do to make sure that things get corrected. So I want to thank everybody for calling for tuning in. I want to thank the people in the chat. I want to thank, there's some rather interesting comments here. I want to thank those that put those in, and I guess we're about out of time. So till Sunday night over at Revolution Radio, I bid you adieu, and keep rocking the boat, and remember, there's nothing to fear but yourself. Okay? Take care, everybody. Have a great night. Your music, so...
Selling lies and buying time, killing people, that's in line. Lower class of social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. Caesarship, force of air, fuck them back. It's only for them. They shoot, they kill, they massacre, they rape, they burn.